Hashem Aleichem to his friends, this year should be a special schus for Chana Levi Vaisen Chagitol, Dina Vashiva Vaisen Chagitol, and Gil Shoshana Vaisen Chagitol. And the Fuas Rav Shai Ben Leia and Rav Avram Yosef Ben Chana and Rav Yitzhak Ben Bracha and Rav Moshe Ben Reizel. And Ruth Victoria Vasil Ravida and Gabriella Dina Bas Shalamis Chana. And it's based on the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodayim asher otzeisi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because to me the Jewish people are servants, they are my servants, I took them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So we have to understand the pasuk starts beguf shlishi. The pasuk starts in the third person. Hotzesi oisam, I took them out of Mitzrayim, and then it concludes beguf sheni, directly speaking, ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. So what does this mean? Why is it that it starts out in the third person and goes to the second person? Pesach is l'chag emuna. The beginning of emuna is talu in Pesach. Anoche Hashem l'kecha l'sher v'tzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So we'd like to explain a little bit of the tziurim of emunas Yisrael. We'd like to understand a little bit of the illustration of the faith of the Jewish people. Well, it's interesting that the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, Mimochlas HaShabbos, as you see in Vayikra 23:11. I'd like to understand that as well. Maharsha writes, in the middle of the Agadah of Rabba Bar Chana, you know that in Baba Basra, there's some very seemingly strange Agadahs by Rabba Bar Chana. So find out on the base, Divra Masla Vida. This is the Maharsha we have to know, that all the Agadahs that are brought over here, even all the Tziurim Rechoikim, they seem so distant. And even though the Mefarshim are Marich B'Kavanis Advarim, nevertheless we have to believe Advarim K'mashmam. Also K'pshuta. Also has to be understood in a simple way. So we'd like to expand a little bit on one understanding of the depths of the words of the Maharsha. And Shir Hashirim, it says, Lo Ya'olam K'olam K'day K'yam Shirim V'Shir Hashirim. So the world wasn't K'day like the day that Shir Hashirim was given. Yadayim chapter 3, Mishnah 5, cited in Rashi, the beginning of Shir Hashirim. The world wasn't Kedai like the day that Shir Hashirim was given. And the psukim there about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yisham psukim al Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore we read it on Pesach. Since they're psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim. See in the poskim in Aruch Chaim and Sim Tov Tzadi. For example, it says, Hanitzanim neru ba'aretz et hazamir igia. So the Pshutot is talking about the trees of the fall, of the spring. Hanitzanim neru ba'aretz, the trees are beginning to show, the sprout, the kola, and the et hazamir igia, the sound of the birds singing. It's going to be so pleasant to those who, to the pedestrians. So after Rashi's Mefarish Kipshutai, he goes on and he says, Kihine Astav Avam, what's Astav Avar, the fall has passed? That's the 400 years of Galus. Geshem Chalaf Halach, the rain is talking about the difficulty of the Sheba, the Tirch of the Galus. Difficult Galus. And it's Anim Nehu Baretz. That's Moshe and Aaron. And Eta Zemiri Gia, time for the singing has come, you're going to say Shir Aleyam. Hakfanim, talk about the vines. That's the time of the Nisachim of the wine. So we have these illustrations of Nitzanim, Zamir, which Rashi interprets to mean Moshe and Aaron, Shir Hayam, Time has come for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shira Aleyam is Eitz HaZamir. It's the time for singing of the universe. It's the spiritual spring of the world. That we have in the natural world, that the birds are singing, that's not the Iker world. The world is filled with song. Where's the primary song? When the Jewish people sing Aleyam. Kfanim Smadar. What is the Kfanim that we're talking about? These grapevines that are beginning to sprout. We're talking about the Nesachim that are being poured. Zo Olam Be'emet. That's the real world. The real world is the spiritual world. The real Shira is Shira Sayam. The real Gufanim is Nesachim. And the rest is just an external mashal. Eis HaZamir is Shiras Yisrael. When the Jewish people are singing. And the singing of the birds is Tziur. It's a mashal to the true world. We have a klal. The Yisodo Shel Hashla. Shla told us Adam Beis Yisrael Beis Achron Beis Achron. The Torah Medaberes Be'Elyonim Meramezes B'Tachtonim. Torah speaks about very elevated things, and there's a remnant to things in the lower world. Sometimes it's Fakert. Torah speaks about the lower world, and it's a remnant to the higher world. We're both ways. Mekdim Divrei Chazal Al HaPasuk Ketuv BaPasuk BeDvarim Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Lamed Tet Machatzti Vani Erpa. I smote and I will heal. Asisi Mechitza, Chazal say, Ben Elyonim LaTachtonim Sharam Ein HaMeisim LaTachtonim Meisim. I made a wall, a barrier between the upper and the lower. In the upper worlds, they don't die. In the lower worlds, they die. Umachatz makasu shaloylam. Gracious Rabbi, you down. That's the blow of the world. Machatzti vanir pa. I made this mechitza. I made this mechitza between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. The lower worlds, they die. I gave this machatz, and machatz is like a maka. Machatz makasu shaloylam. And I'm going to be merape this mechitza. I'm going to be merape this machatz. I'm going to be merape this wall. Down below, they're going to stop dying also. Down below, there's going to be no smiting. Parents letting them first mask. It shouldn't say ani. I'm going to merape the machitza. It should say Hashem. I'm going to break the machitza. I'm going to merape the machitza. Chazal also say in Medrash Tehillim that the parashas of the Torah not kisidram. They're beginning kisidram. Would be Mechaim Mason. The explanation is based on the Ramban in his Perush HaTorah that the Tzerufei Osios, the putting together of the letters of the Torah, the Torah in our form was how Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah. That's Tzeruf. But there's a Torah that's preceded the world. It's Begavei Meroim and Gavoa Me'al Gavoa. There the words are broken up differently. The same letters, but they're broken up into different words. Each world, according to that world, upper worlds. You have that original Torah, and that Torah shines in different worlds. In our world is the Torah we, in our world is the Torah we recognize. In the higher worlds is the Torah is broken down differently. It's not that Torah Kadma La'olam Sachem and Da'adam and Aleph is now batal, is nullified now. The world of Malachim. Or the Olam HaSalyonim Kol Zeh Lefi Mekomo. It's all according to its place. They have a different Torah. They have that primordial Torah, the Torah that preceded the world. If we would understand the correct Seder of the Torah, the Seder is Mischaber, is Mitzdarev, Shteltzich Tzu. That Torah Kedumah Shebel Yonim. We'll be able to Mechaim Mason. We'll be able to understand how the Torah connects to the original Torah. We'll be able to Mechaim Mason. The separation, the Mechit to the wall, the barrier, that separates between Al Yonim Tachtonim, separates before us, between our tzir and the tzir of the Torah b'shor shel amala. Without this mechitza, we would have a mahalach and das. How would shayach v'ocha v'chay lo'olam? How would shayach eat from the tree of life and to live forever? Bereishis 3:22. And just like the aliyonim don't die, so too the tachtonim. However, a wall, a barrier was spread out, and now the tachtonim are alone. Ani asid l'rapos es ha-mechitza. I'm going to heal the mechitza. We see in Malachim Aleph 18:30. What does that mean? He healed God's destroyed Mizbeach. That he was Malkiv. It's Sirei Fiachad. Es Hayud Beis Avonim HaNifradim. He put together the built up the 12 separate stones. Brought them together. What's a refuah? Refuah is bringing things back to the way they were. L'chazir davar l'matzavu atakin. V'chach ne'amar al Chizkiyahu. That he was ma'aber the shana shelo kedin. That he made a leap year against the halacha. And when he davened, Hashem atov yichaper ba'ad, it says, Vayishma Hashem es tfilotzeh vayirapeh es ha'am. That was his meichel. Because the kavanah was, lahachzir davar al sidro atakin. To bring the Seder HaMoadim back to the way it was supposed to be. Because Chizkiyahu was Mekalkel when he was Ma'abed the Shana B'Nisan. You know how to do that. You know how to make an Ibur Shana B'Nisan. So Vayirape Esam, it was a healing. Meaning that he brought it back to the way it was. That's what refuah is, bringing things back to the way they were. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merape. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merape the mechitza. It means there's a mechitza between the Yaram Tachtonim, then Hashem brings that back things the way they're supposed to be, that the Tachtonim aren't supposed to die either. And there's no longer a mechitza between the Yaram Tachtonim. The machzir ta matzav, the matzavu atakin. I smote and I'm going to heal. Of course, the Elyonim are Elyonim and Tachtonim are Tachtonim. Zelichud v'Zelichud. They're both separate. But when the lower world can understand, recognize how the Inyanim of the lower world connect to the Torah at its root above, that's the Ripoy HaMechitza. Then mechitz is not masti, or it doesn't hide. It just separates. There's going to be a healing. What that healing means is now the lower world is going to be like the upper world, and people aren't going to die. We're going to be yonig from the sharish. So that mechitz is not going to be mastira, it's going to be mavdil, different tchumim. Now the lower world is going to be yonig. It's going to draw sustenance from the upper world and people aren't going to die. That's going to happen at the end of days. You have to know what's brought in the Kadmonim B'Shem Chach Me'emes, the two Lashonis of Matzah. One Lashon of Matzah is Mechel de Me'enusa, food of Amunah. Another one is the food of Refuah, the Asfisa. The Exodus from Egypt was the beginning of Mechatzli Vani Erpa, of I smote and I'm going to heal. The Yetziyah of Atem Kriyam Adam, we're going out, Adam, true Adam, Yivam 61a. It's the Tikkun of Machatzdi, of this smiting. It brings us back to a place of healing. It gives us Yisodus of Amuna. It gives us Das, it gives another perspective on the world, given the Neumas Olam. It gives us freedom, we're no longer Meshuvah to the hashkafa of the lower world with all of its limits. So we haven't gotten to the point where we understand the Seder HaParashios V'Tzehufim. But mitzad the emunah shebedavar, we're there. We believe that we're connected to the upper world. We have a higher perspective. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is the Chodesh HaGeulah. Chodesh Nisan was sanctifying time. Chodesh Nisan, we're given this mitzvah to sanctify time. The whole Bria gets another view, another perspective when we're Meshichor from being Tachas Zman. We control time, we sanctify time. So this matzah gives us emunah, gives us refuah, lachzir davar l'tikuno. We should be the proper man. Eventually we shouldn't have to die. That's the beginning of the tikkun hamachatzdi. They're using chametz and matzahs in one letter. Same tzadi, same mem, just a ches and a hay. He's in a ches and a hay. It's just one little, the leg of the hay. The leg of the ches seals it off. The leg of the hay doesn't. So the ches that seals it off, the little opening, is the machatz makasu shalayla. But it's chametz, it's machatz. It seals it off. Gives us a big blow. Chametz is the bread, it's mushba mizman. It takes time to grow, to blow, to leaven. It's tachas mizman. Tachas mizman is chametz. It's soisim the pesach, it's machatz makasu shalayla. We're under Ramshel's Zman, we're not be above time. So that seals off our Amunah. Matzah, that opens up the Hay, it opens up the Pesach. Avram was standing at the Pesach. We are Shev Pesach oil. By Lot, by Elun saw Pesach. Lot didn't know how to find that opening. The opening to Ruchnius. So in Chazal, the Mashiach is on the Pesach, and Umbus Chazal's. Eliyahu ala Pesach. Opening, that's the opening, that's the geula. On Pesach, we have the matzah with the hay. Niftach shar shel amunah, with a new perspective. Where we're going. Here, Knesset Yisrael was born. All the special uniqueness of it. This machitza has to go away. And chimetz is zmani is the kite. Chometz is called because of the waiting of time. It hides the chayrus from us. Which is the malam and azman, not to be mishubit, not to be subordinate to the limits of time, to nature. Shir aliyam is esa zamir yigia. Time of singing. Fisis aliyonim. What do we say? Shir is hayam. Shir is oifus is betachtonim, the singing of the birds. That's a vemis to shir is oilim betam elyon. The higher singing, the singing of the world, the singing of yam, ruchnias. The world wasn't kedai like this shir ashirim was given. The perspective of Shas is Amir, the spring of the universe, the hope of the world. That's what was given to us then. That time we didn't have Shir HaShirim yet, but we were zoch at that time to the perspective of Shir HaShirim, perspective of the higher song, of the spiritual song, of the Esa Zamir, of the Shir HaSayam. And then once you're in that world of Elyonim, you have the Tfisa of Elyonim, the perspective of the higher world, then the phenomenon of Misa becomes only temporary. Matzah opens up the heart, it's Mashpi Amunah, removes the Mechitza. In the upper and the lower worlds, or at least it heals it. It's only Mavdil, it's not Mastir. It all depends where we're standing. There's certain things that today are part of the remez of the Torah, and the Pshat is like the Metzius today. Less of love, things are going to be different. But today's a remez is then going to be Pshat. They have a different pshat. Our pshat is nature. And our pshat is going to be supernatural. Esa zamir yigia. Time for singing has come. Pshat is elyondik. Emunas Yisrael. The Beres Bayan Remezes B'Tachton speaks about the higher world, but it's Merami, it's the lower world, our lowest song. Pshat is Elyon Dik, Emunas Yisrael. Yisra Zamir. Time for the singing of Shir Hayam. The Beres Bayan Remezes B'Tachton is also a song also down here of the birds. Zoya Tfisa B'Kavanas Amarasha. It's Pshat in the Maharshah that all the Haflagas and the Gaitz of Rabbi Barachana, the Farsha Marach, the Farsha Kavan Masen, we have to understand it. These are Tzirum Kamashmo. In other words, there's going to come a time where we're going to see it as Pshat. Not as Ramazan. Right now we only see it as a Rem, as all these wild Agadatis. One day we'll see them as Pshat. The Gedolei Talmud Rosh Rabbi Salanter, we're bringing his name. The old time of Rasul Salanter, saying the name of Rasul Chazizel of Kelm. Here in the Gemara says, by Melichas HaKarbonis, Yachot Tevaneyu, I might think that you should put on the Karbonis, Melach Kibina, Rashi, that you should fill it with salt, like Bina, like understanding fills Guf Adam. This is weird. Usually you give a Mashal from a Dabra Pashat, and then the Nimshal is a Dabra Mufshat, is something more abstract. So we should give a Mashal today, say fakert. Bina is like melech. Melech is real. And bina is more abstract. The more it's fakert. They compare the melech to the bina. It's because they're close to bina. If you're up there, then that for you is the pshat. The bina is the pshat. And then the melech is the remes. The remes to the melech. To the salt. Yael tevoneu. You might think you're in a very elevated perspective. You should give salt, like bina. Bina, you understand. That's abstract. That you understand. And the melech, the concrete, you understand less. That's when you're in a higher level. Right now, we're not there. But if you're on that level, I guess, of mikdash, you are. And this is all the outcome of the mechitza min al-yalam tachtoinim. She's an igram mimachatz makato shel olam. It's caused by the smiting of the world that seals off our asagas, that everything's going to be fixed. We're going to have this food of healing. It's going to be merapi and mechitza, and that's the kodesh kedushim of Shir Shirim. It's called kodesh kedushim of Shai to Pesach, and at Pesach we come close to the tefisa of medaber bel yoni merabis v'tachtoinim. The Eitzah Zamir Igia, the time for song of Pesach, of Shiras Hayam, when the Ruchnius is the Iker. That's what we understand. And it's a remez to lower things. That's when you're Metakin and Mechitza. And you're holding by the upper worlds. And it's a remez to the lower worlds, the lower perspective. First day of Pesach is called Shabbos. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we received a new perspective. It's even in halacha. And so Chefzah with Abra Delver, you're only allowed to speak Shabbos ticket things, but Koshi Yitiru to speak even Dvar Mutar Yerushalmi Shabbos to develop on halacha again. Because Be'emes, Be'mahusa, Shabbos Korvi Yosef, Olam HaMachshav, Shabbos is closer to the world of Machshav. The person Machal Shabbos like a mummer. It's like Koi from Maisa Bereshis, school in 5B with Rashi. And even if Lachai is not even thinking about Maisa Bereshis, on a moon, on fear, it's not even his thought process, but he's like, he's a mummer. Because in Shabbos, the whole world is mitzad mabat shabbat. Mabat shabbati. It's in a world of machshava. A more spiritual world. And for Shabbos, this mice is considered fear. Even though he didn't mean it, because in this spiritual world, this mice is interpreted in a spiritual way. This is fear of the mice of Horatius. And Shane came the rest of the week. Mice is mice and fear is fear. It's elichot is elichot. But on Shabbos, you can't be mechalek. Shabbos, we're on the other, close to the other side of the Mechitza, the Al-Yayna. And the Mela, one's Mechal Shabbos, is like it's a Kofer. He's in the world of the Al-Yayna, and Mechal Shabbos is Kfir. Even if he's not thinking about it down here in the Tachtayna. So to Achila Shabbos and its Sudas are called Sudas Bein Musa, and Yanei Amunah. Mechitza is not so strong. The first day of Pesach is Shabbos. Because all the Tzirim of Amunah were given to us on the Kesher between Al-Yayna and Tachtayna. The first day of Pesach is when we have this Tzirim of Amunah. The male, it's Shabbos. We're in the higher world on the first day of Pesach. Erd Moshe min Ahar Alam, he went to, from the Na'am to the people. Rashi says he didn't go to his business. Lo pana l'sakuf. He went from the mountain to the people. What asakum does Moshe have? What is Moshe's business? But it would appear, Shad is based on what it says in Sechus Bracha, Tachlamet Beis Amet Beis. The Hasidim HaRishonim would be Shoah Shah Achas Achar Tfilah. The Hasidim HaRishonim, when they were davening, they would tarry for an hour after davening. Ki Yafshar Vavevitz. It's impossible to go down to be Kofitz, the lower world, after davening. V'omen is Kekrochen in Allah Hecha Olamas, after the man has climbed to the highest worlds. How could he go down? That's why they needed an hour after. Abazoi ish makom v'kol shekin. Mishas yiridas moishim elyonim kishechotzer lechtachtonim. Minahar elan. It's the same thing with Moshe. Moshe should also need time when he's going down from the mountain to the people. He should also need time to bring himself down to the planet Earth. Only if there's no place of the mechitza between the Elyon and the Tachton, then you don't need the Sha'achas, then it's all the same. Go seamlessly from the upper world to the lower world. There's no stila between the upper and lower worlds. And that's Pshat and Rashi. The Yered Moshe and Ahor Elohim, by Ponel HaSakad, he wasn't busy with his business, in other words, getting himself back together, getting hold of himself, bringing himself down to planet Earth. He didn't need that. Elam in Ahar Elam, there was no mechitza. He was merapi the mechitza between Elyonim and Tachtonim. In Ahar Elam, he went straight from the mountain to the people, from one to the other, psiachas, with one step. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodahim, ani Hashem elokeichem, Vayikra 25:55, Rashi explains, kol ha-meshavdim l'mata, kili meshavdim l'mata, if you're meshavdim the Jewish people down below, it's like you're meshavdim them up above. Kavana b'zeh nira, sh'v'yitziat Mitzrayim, we were kind of chayus oilam. And even if we're going to be in Galus, we're still free. And on a kuda pnimis, deeper part of the Jewish soul is always free. It's an end of Asir Sitzon, we have the Ratzin to do your Ratzin, which is Shibud Malchus is Ma'akev. The Shibud is Ma'akev, but it's an end of Atzma Nisha. Reino Nifka Mishiavud. Hak Bekiyo Ma'ratzin Yochol La'akev, Oysa Chelik Shabon. Vilu Ratzonenu La'asot Ratzonchad Davuku Lemav. ולמטה זה החלק שאפשר לשעבדו. ולמייסה על ידי השיבוד מיסים בצורס יש נביט על עבודה. אין לך ביט על תורי אשר מאשר היציאה לגולוס. כאן הוא כאילו המשבנו למטה, כאילו משבנו מעל, נקי עבוד ההם. כאילו מגיע לה למעלה. In other words, the Jew is always משיבת הקדוש ברוך הוא. Then we go to Golos, if you're משבת us למטה, it's like you're meshabed as lamala, and you're mevatel aravoda to Hashem. Kilu she's a magia lamala, because really with senenu lasis ritzoncha. We want to do the will of Hashem. That's an akuda pnimis that's always free, that always wants to do the will of Hashem. But if the chitzonius were meshibah down here, that's also a shibud klape mala. That's, we're not able to properly serve Hashem. The whole parasha there in parashas Behar and Yana, if one thing brings to something more chamor, first we're over in Shemitah, then Yovel, gets worse and worse, and we're sold as an Eved. HaKatuv medaber al ha-chelek shelamata, the person down here who could be Meshuvah. That's why Hashem says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, you're my servants. It's not right to be Meshavet you, to subordinate you, to put you in servitude. And that's all Klal Yisrael down here. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's talking about our Shorash up there. I'm your God, Lo Shen Noichach. It's talking about their Shorash Elyon, it's not Tachas any Shibud. And that Chazal say, if you're Meshabed them down here, in the place of their goof, it's like you're Meshabed them up there. And their Chelek HaNeshem, that's Noichach Hashem. That's why we asked at the beginning. Kivivina Yisrael Avadim, Avadahim Asher Atzis Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Starts with Guf Shlishi and ends up with Guf Sheni. Starts in the third person, ends up in the second person. So the Pasuk is saying, because the Jewish people are my servants. So I took them out of Egypt, and therefore I took them out of Egypt. It's not worthy to enslave them. But Ani Hashem Elokeichem, their chelik lemal is always mishabbat to me. That's Loshen Noichach. And then if you're mishabbat them down here, then it's like being mishabbat them up there. They're not able to properly serve Hashem. Even though be'emes, their neshama is always Noichach Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But if they are mishabbat down here, and it's megareyat, it holds us back from properly serving Hashem. Ma'akev our neshama from doing what our neshama truly wants. And the avoda in the days of Pesach is to inculcate within ourselves this kinyan acheros, being misalik the mechitzos. As we said, the mechitzos that are mavdil between us and the king in Chayus Olam, that we're Noichach Hashem. It's Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and we have eternal freedom. And there should be no more mechitzos, and there should be no shibud down here that's mishabed us up there. It should be one seamless flow from down here, from up there to down here. And that's the bechin of matz of mechla de'inusa, mechla de'asvisa. Brings a moon, it brings a fool. And dvorim niflaim. Meirim, Or Hashemesh, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.